All right, welcome to this week's lesson. And what I want to share with you this week is a technique or practice that I found that is so powerful in changing your eating habits in the long term. Okay, and it's about setting up a detox or a fasting day for yourself on a regular basis. Now, one of the differences you'll notice with the things that I recommend to you, as opposed to kind of the dieting mindset, is what I'm always looking for is when I suggest you take certain actions or do certain behaviors, I'm always looking for you to do them so that they will have a long-term residual effect, okay? So if you do some mental programming, if you eat a certain way, if you set up a detox or fasting day, what's going to happen is it's going to have a residual effect into the future. It's going to give you some momentum. As opposed to dieting, where it's always this constant focus you need to have. Right? And your success is constantly dependent on your being motivated and focused. That's a bad long-term strategy. Okay, so what we want to look to do is create behaviors and a lifestyle that naturally and automatically has us eating well and has us exercising and moving our bodies. All right, that's when you don't have to think anymore about what you're doing, and then you can move on to other things, but you'll have the body you want, okay, and the energy you want. And one of the most powerful ways to do this is to set up a fasting or a detox day. Okay, now, don't get nervous about these terms because there's a ton of flexibility within them. And so when I say fasting, I don't just mean not eating anything all day, although you could do that. But you could also give yourself a fruit fast. You could eat just living or raw foods for the day. You could not eat till 12 noon. You could stop eating at 2 p.m. Okay, there's a lot of flexibility in here, and you can be creative with it. The most important thing is this. You want it to be fun, you want it to be enjoyable, you want it to be relatively easy, okay? Because the benefits of this are tremendous, right? First off, it's going to detoxify your body to a certain degree, right? Understand that digestion is the number one use of energy in your body. So right off the bat, if you're going to consume less food, if you're going to consume foods that are easily digestible, you're going to free up a lot of energy for your body to kind of repair itself and eliminate toxins. So, you may get a coating on your tongue, you might get a little bit of a headache, you might be a little bit tired, you might have to go to the bathroom a little bit more. These are all possible side effects. But if you drink a lot of water, by the way, it'll usually eliminate a lot of those side effects or minimize them. But one of the greatest things about doing a detox fasting type day, and if you do it weekly, it has even more effect, is that it'll reintroduce you to what it feels like to have a genuine hunger. You know, so often we've gotten ourselves trained to eat on a schedule, right? So we don't even think if we're hungry or not anymore. We say, I'm not hungry now, but, in 2 hours I'll be hungry and then I'm going to be in a meeting, so I better eat now. Right? So it's like almost like self-defensive eating. And we've gotten used to eating on a schedule. So what we want to do with a fasting or detox day is learn what it feels like to have a genuine natural hunger again, okay? Because I have a belief that if you only ate when your body genuinely needed nourishment, then your body would be at its natural weight, okay? Most weight issues seem to involve extra eating that have to do with stress or depression or any sort of emotional type of eating, okay? Because if you only ate when your body genuinely needed nourishment, right? Then you would eat when you were hungry and stop when you were full. That's usually, that's what we want. So by having a fasting detox day, you're basically training your body and you're training your mind to recognize what that feels like, right? You're training yourself to eat like a thin person. And so it's not about trying to stick to something, okay? As much as I want you to go into it with an attitude of experimentation, right? Go into it. Notice what makes it easier, what makes it harder. Right? I've experimented with this. I pick Mondays and Tuesdays for me are the best days to do it. For some people, it might be the weekend. Okay, it's up to you. It's always up to you. What works best for you. But pick a day or two and change up your habits. Change up the way that you eat. Add as much natural foods as possible into it. Okay, because again, it trains you how to eat in a very beneficial way. It trains your body to recognize what true hunger is. And it's going to free up a lot of energy. And the other beauty is this. It's only a day or two, so it's relatively easier to maintain your focus, right? It's relatively easy to get through, a day or two of eating in a certain way, okay? Even if it's relatively extreme, okay, because it's only for a day or two. But the beauty is this, that after that day or two, you're going to find that your tastes begin to change a little bit, all right? If you stick to a, you know, fruit or natural food diet on those 2 days, then you're going to find that your tongue literally will begin to change a little bit. Your cravings will begin to change. I can tell you from personal experience growing up, you know, I used to eat a lot of sugar and I didn't think anything about it. And as I backed away from it and I stopped eating it, my taste for it disappeared. My cravings for it disappeared. And so a lot of times we think cravings are these genetic things that we're just born with, we're just this way. But a lot of times they're conditioned into us. And so you may never even know unless you do something like this, all right? And the other thing is it's going to build up your confidence, okay? Because you're going to get through a day or two, you'll eat well, and you'll realize that it wasn't that hard. Because again, it was only 2 days. This is kind of like if the exercise strategy of, instead of saying, well, I have to exercise every day for an hour on the treadmill, maybe you say, I have to exercise every day for 5 minutes on the treadmill. Because sometimes it's just getting on the treadmill is the hardest part. Then once you're on it, you can keep going. It's relatively easy. All right. Well, with eating this way, if you're just doing it for a day or two, you start to focus on the positive aspects of it. Not how hard it is, but how good you feel. How much more energy you feel. When you wake up the next day, notice how much easier it is to wake up. How much better you feel. Okay. And get used to that feeling of feeling light. Okay. Again, a feeling that a lot of people have forgotten about. Of not being stuffed, of not being so tired and lethargic, right? Using food as a drug, it eliminates all this for a day or two, all right? And so it can be, I will say this, it's an experience, right? Especially the first couple times, it might be harder, you know, who knows? But it gets easier, I promise you that. But if you do this once a week, if you do this every other week, what ends up happening is it kind of anchors you to good eating because you'll find that the day after you fast, it'll be easier to eat well, okay? You'll notice that you taste food a little bit differently. Your body feels a little different, all right? This is what you want to experiment with, okay? I can't express that enough, that we want to play around. We want to have fun. We want to see what works, what feels like what, and then take it from there. But setting up a day like this, and if you do it once a week, where, again, even if you just set up like, okay, on this day I'm going to stop eating at 2 o'clock, you know, or on this day here, I'm only going to eat, you know, live natural foods, or I'm only going to eat vegetables, right? So a new thing they have now is meatless Mondays, right? So maybe one day a week you do no meat, okay? Get in the habit of doing that. It has profound positive influences when you change up your habits like that in an easy way, okay? Not, oh, I got to change this for the next rest of my life, but just one day at a time sort of thing. One day every other week, 2 days every week, whatever it is. So think about it. So take some time right now. And think to yourself, what would you like to do? What kind of fast detox plan would you like to do? How often? When? Okay? And plan for it. And that's the final thing, is plan for it. Don't just do it today necessarily. Make sure you got everything that you need. Plan out the day. All right? And if you're going to not eat at all, take a little bit more extra care to, ideally you'd like to do that on a day when you're not working, where you can kind of rest. Okay, and dedicate some time to it. Spend some time in relaxing, nourishing your mind, right? Getting some extra sleep. Okay, make it a fuller experience. But either way, whatever you know, wherever you are on the spectrum of fasting detoxing that day, experiment with it. Okay, and I'll talk to you next week.